Chris Renshaw has fought fires all over the continent.
California several times, Oregon, Washington, Montana, Virginia, Minnesota, and last year we ended up in Canada, in Quebec.
Renshaw is a firefighter and an EMT at UConn, but he's also part of the Connecticut Wildfire Crew, a firefighting strike force created by the state in 1978. Every summer, the crew gets phone calls from the U.S. Forest Service to come out west and help tame wildfire, what Renshaw calls the dragon.
It is a chemical process, right? But it can take on a life of its own, and you do feel like you are fighting the time-immortal enemy.
Renshaw says he was inspired to become a firefighter in 1988 when he was watching the Yellowstone fire unfold on television.
That's what I wanted to do. Man, there's nothing better than that. Fighting fire out in the middle of Yellowstone and in the crown jewel of national parks, right? And being part of the army of summer, if you will.
Today, that army of summer consists of every piece of equipment imaginable, everything from chainsaws and shovels all the way up to 747s dropping flame retardant on burning trees. Renshaw says he is always amazed by the support his wildfire crew gets when it travels out west.
It is something else to see a stretch of school children holding up cardboard signs saying, "Thank you, firefighters."
In 2011, Renshaw's crew worked alongside the Granite Mountain Hotshots, a team that lost 19 members to a 2013 fire in Arizona. Renshaw says this fire season is panning out to be a pretty active one, and that the Connecticut Wildfire Crew will be ready to deploy at a moment's notice whenever they get a phone call. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.